Now, you were governor for 2 years, and then George Romney defeated you somewhat narrowly, as I remember, in 62. You then went into the practice of law, right?
Yes, after my tenure as governor, I returned to Detroit to reorganize the law firm that I had been associated with prior to my election, and I began to practice law in earnest. And of course that worked out fairly well. I enjoyed it, but I still had that disease, for political activity. And at just about that time, or shortly after, in the 1964, I believe it occurred, or early 65, one of the longtime members of the Wayne County Circuit Court, Miles Coulihan, either passed on or retired, I think he passed away, creating a vacancy on that bench. And in counsel with many people, it was suggested that might be a position that I would enjoy, and I obviously thought about that to some extent, but not specifically until the opportunity presented itself. And I submitted myself as a candidate for the office of Wayne County Circuit Judge, and as it turned out, I was unopposed for that position. In fact, we kind of joked about it at the time. They had to keep some 700 voting sites open on one day with only my name appearing on the ballot, and the cost to the County of Wayne to operate their election process for one election was much more than I would ever hope to make in a year. And even suggested that if they'd offered me the money, I might have been tempted, at least. But be that as it may, I was elected as a Wayne County Circuit Judge and sat on that bench for a period of 5 years prior to my election to the Supreme Court.
For historical purposes, perhaps it should be pointed out, if I'm not mistaken, that during that period of 65 and the succeeding years, for 4 or 5 years, there was a window period during which the governor lacked the appointive power. Was that not true? To fill a vacancy?
Well, that's true. I think we could comment on that during the Constitutional Convention, and with not just a little political partisanship. It was provided in the new Constitution that a vacancy occurring in the judiciary of the state of Michigan would not be filled by gubernatorial appointment, as it had previously done, but would be filled by the election process. So the governor could not appoint my successor, ironically, could not appoint anyone to fill that vacancy.
But for that provision in the Constitution, when Coulihan died or resigned, there would have been an appointment made rather than you would have had an opening to run. Is that correct?
Oh, I think that's very true. I think the governor would have been criticized if he had not availed himself of the opportunity to fill a vacancy on the Wayne County bench, because that certainly was the most active circuit court in the state of Michigan. And I would have then been faced probably with an incumbent opponent. And I was still a relatively young man and had spent a great portion of my adult life as a political figure, either in the Senate as lieutenant governor or governor, and not too much in the legal side of things, you might say. But as fate would have it, there was no incumbent. There was a vacancy. The governor couldn't appoint, and I submitted myself as a candidate, and as I say, ended up not being opposed in my candidacy at all. So it was a relatively easy election, you might guess.
Well, certainly this is just a footnote matter. The reason I wanted you to address that subject was that there is, in the course of the comment that former justices in the Supreme Court are making, the selection process does come in for a lot of discussion. Some people think that the selection process...
We have a hybrid set system in the state of Michigan, and my knowledge of it is rather sparse, and I'm doing this from memory, not from anything before me, but it seemed about 1939 it was provided that the judiciary would be nonpartisan. And it's been suggested that this was in reaction to the long tendency of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his ability to carry the electorate in the state of Michigan, that some people were serving on the bench at that time, and notably Ira Jane, as I understand it, suggested that rather than run as a Republican or a Democrat, under the circumstances, they should run as nonpartisan, which might have brought up the quip from time to time that a nonpartisan is a Republican with a guilty conscience. But be that as it may, we became nonpartisan. But how do you nominate a nonpartisan? Nonpartisans don't hold nominating conventions in the state.